Our gathering hymn this morning is 694, 694. Let us rise as we are able. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to St. John's on this All Saints Day. And you'll notice that the paraments and everything else white, as is customary for All Saints. I was a little bit afraid it would be all white outside today, too. That hasn't happened, but the day is young. Our service this morning is in our bulletin. Let us focus ourselves on our God who creates, who redeems, and sanctifies as we begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister, the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Our hymn of praise is 441, 441. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have knit your people together in one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Grant us grace to follow your blessed saints in lives of faith and commitment, and to know the inexpressible joys you have prepared for those who love you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the lessons.
The first reading is Isaiah chapter 25, verses 6 through 9. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all the people a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines, of rich food filled with marrow, of well-aged wines strained clear, and he will destroy on this mountain the shroud this cast over all people, the covering that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. Then the Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces, and the disgrace of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord he has spoken. It will be said on this day, see, this is our God. We have waited for him so that he might have saved us. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The solemnity is Psalms 24. The earth is the Lord and all that is in it.
The world and those who live in it.
For he has founded it on the seas.
And established it on the rivers.
Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord?
And who shall stand in his holy place?
Those who have clean hands and pure hearts.
Who do not lift up their souls to place false and do not swear deceitfully.
They will receive blessing from the Lord
and vindication from the God of their salvation.
Such is the company of those who seek him.
Who seek the face of the God of the Lord.
Lift up your heads, O gates.
And be lifted up, O angels.
Who is the King of Glory?
The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle.
Lift up your heads, O gates.
And be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in.
Who is the King of Glory?
The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory.
The second reading is Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 6. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I have heard a loud voice from the throne saying, see, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eye. Death will come no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more. For the first thing heaven have passed away. And the one who was seated on the throne said, see, I'm making all things new. Also, he said, write this, for those words are trustworthy and true. Then he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, to the thirsty. I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life. Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, see how he loved him. But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, already there is a stench, because he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me. But I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." The Gospel of the Lord. And now may the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. Another Halloween is in the books. Since last Thursday, and it was fun, at least it was for me, there in my neighborhood on the east bench of Pocatello, Idaho, the costumes were creative. A lot of imagination and resources went into large numbers of them. And I did have a good time. I was handing out the candy while wearing my sauna cap. It's a felt Viking design by Halsa. Most of my neighbors know that I look like that nearly every evening in my Padre's perch, or Bengal lair, as I cool down nearly every night. The Celtic holiday of Samhain is alive and well in southeastern Idaho, and I say God bless it, even as the Nordic holiday of Yuletid is roaring toward us, the Yuletide, and it's fast as lightning and loud as thunder. It's on its way. As the ghosts, the goblins, the skeletons, and other reminders of death are replaced by tomte, elves, Santa Claus, and evergreens with candles. They barrel our way with their reminders of generosity, of childlike wonder, and anticipation of good gifts. And just as Yuletide was co-opted by the early interactions between the Catholic missionaries who encountered the nations, the pagan peoples, to the far north and the northwest of Rome, they blessed as wholesome and orthodox those traditions already held by the people, but now to tell the story of God come to dwell among us in Jesus Christ. First, manifest in Bethlehem in the Near East, and so has Samhain been co-opted by the Western Church, Roman and Reformation, to address the reality of our mortality, and just who it is in charge of both. And unlike the original Puritan scolds who outlawed Christmas, I'm looking at you, Massachusetts, that very nice synchronicity between Yuletide and the Feast of the Incarnation in the early New England of this country. Well, that won't happen from this pulpit, and it won't happen from my reclining throne in my living room either. I am well within the boundaries of Mother Church when I embrace such traditions with new meanings. Keep the traditions. Look at Jesus. Mother Church has wisely coupled up with Samhain, the high holy day we celebrate this day, All Saints' Day, as the evening before is called Hallows' Eve. Coincidentally, the very same date as Samhain. We have indeed made all things subject to Jesus Christ. You know, there are no U-Hauls on hearses. There are no pockets on shrouds. And we will all die, each of us. The world has come to an end for someone already today. And their today will happen for each of us. Life is that process by which corpses are produced. End of story. Or is it? Today's gospel lesson from St. John. In a nutshell, Jesus' very good friends in Bethany, they would be Martha, Mary, and their brother Lazarus. Bethany is less than a day's walk from Jerusalem. Jesus had been summoned before this tragedy occurred, which we've read. Their brother was dying, and then their brother died. Hurry, friend Jesus, make haste. Our brother is ill. Our brother is dying. And Jesus tarried. Jesus tarries. He doesn't drop everything and rush to Bethany. And Lazarus dies. By the time Jesus shows up, Lazarus has been dead for 4 days. Now that's a significant day after a death among Jesus' people, the Jews. For tradition holds that on the 4th day after death, the spirit of the deceased is indeed gone, absent from our lives forever. Lazarus is dead. His sisters grieve, and Jesus, our Lord, truly God and truly human, Jesus wept. As our perfect, stainless, pure, and holy friend and Lord weeps without shame, so do his disciples through the ages. To live is to suffer. To live is to die. And Mother Church affirms this always. But it is Jesus who also has the final word. And it is Jesus whom the church proclaims, not itself, if it is to be the church. Jesus' word is, Lazarus, come forth. Because of Jesus, we may frolic at Samhain. Because of Jesus, we may weep without shame. And today, attached to Samhain, we remember all those whom the church has commemorated as saints. Those whose lives, and yes, those whose deaths, have broken trail for all of us here at St. John's to gather and to celebrate together the victory of Jesus over death, sealed once for all, not by a resuscitation like the raising of Lazarus was this morning. After all, he did die again. In what way or when, we know. but by Jesus' own resurrection, that first Sunday after his own death. Never to die again, but to live forever as our advocate and Lord. We also commemorate not only those saints who are remembered officially by the church through the ages, but also those who have passed known only to ourselves. And also, we commemorate today those who are known to God alone, who have by their own quiet witness and devotion and discipleship made our own journeys in the life of Jesus Christ possible. Finally, make no mistake, the impact that a life has can in no wise be measured by its length. I'm thinking of a specific little girl who, having been born, lived for only 4 minutes, maybe. Her struggled breaths ceased before she had been given 20. And from this life, she was gone forever. From this life, forever. Yet her birth and almost concurrent death served to gather her family, who had themselves been in a 2-year-long stupor of numbing and disoriented grief because of an unspeakable injustice and tragedy. This little girl's birth and death, all within five minutes, shook her survivors awake, awake that they might begin to heal for a life resumed in love and in service to each other and to their varied, scattered communities. Jesus, and Jesus alone, is our hope against sin, guilt, hell, and death, that none of those have the final word in any of our lives. But Jesus alone, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father, one God, one powerful God, one compassionate God, now and forever. Our hymn of the day is 422.
Thank you.
Let us rise as we're able as we say the words of the Nicene Creed, affirming our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Rooted in God's abundant love for the world, let us pray for our neighbors, the church, and all of creation. O God of resurrection, you call us by name and raise us to life. Rouse your church from slumber, where we have held back in fear or shame. Unbind us, embolden us in our proclamation of your good news, that all may know abundant life. Merciful God, O God of creation, you have founded your world on rivers and seas. Preserve fresh water sources and the creatures who call them home. Heal places of pollution and nourish places of drought. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
O God of earth, you reign over all nations and peoples. Inspire us with wisdom and discernment as we elect legislators and leaders. May they govern with justice and uphold the dignity of all people. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
O God of heaven, you make your home among mortals. Come alongside those who weep this day. Befriend all who are lonely. Encourage those in despair, and heal any who are suffering, especially those we lift up to you now in our hearts. Abide with your faithful ones in love, merciful God. O God, who serves, you set before us a feast of rich food. Sustain our ministries of fellowship and hospitality. Strengthen the hands and the hearts of all who prepare and serve food for our nourishment. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
O God, Alpha and Omega, we give thanks for your faithful ones who are now at peace with you. With Martin de Porres and all your saints, we praise you, for you have swallowed up death forever. Merciful God, we offer our prayers to you, gracious God, trusting in your boundless love for all that you have made. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you. Please be seated for the announcements.
Good morning. Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho. This morning, today, in the church year, it is All Saints Sunday. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person, and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday this week to Diane Bites, Tucker George, Nick Bethke, Diane Strand Wilson, Honey Allen, Ashlyn Gehring, Timothy Kress, Whiten Hagen, Aaron Kress, David Bethke, and Diana Schritter. Join us next Sunday for Harvest Feast, potluck style. The meat will be provided. Bring your favorite side dish to share. Offerings will go to the Lutheran World Relief. Are there any other announcements not found in the worship bulletin or corrections to come found there? Offering will be collected at this time.
Would the vineyards be fruitful?
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love. through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ. By the witness of the saints, you show us the hope of our calling and strengthen us to run the race set before us, that we may delight in your mercy and rejoice with them in glory. And so with John and all the saints, with the choirs of angels and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. We give you thanks, Father, through Jesus Christ, your beloved Son, whom you sent in this end of the ages to save and redeem us and to proclaim to us your will. He is your Word, inseparable from you, through whom you created all things and in whom you take delight. He is your Word, sent from heaven to a virgin's womb. He there took on our nature and our lot and was shown forth as your Son, born of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary. He, our Lord Jesus Christ, fulfilled all your will and won for you a holy people. He stretched out his hands in suffering, in order to free us from suffering, those who trust you. He is the one who handed over to a death he freely accepted in order to destroy death, to break the bonds of the evil one, to crush hell underfoot, to give light to the righteous, to establish his covenant, and to show forth the resurrection, taking bread and giving thanks to you. He said, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup. He gave thanks. He gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering then his death and resurrection, we take this bread and cup, giving you thanks that you have made us worthy to stand before you and to serve you as your priestly people. Send your Spirit upon these gifts of your church. Gather into one all this bread and wine. Fill us with your Holy Spirit to establish our faith in truth, that we may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ, through whom all glory and honor are yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ hath taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. This is the table of Jesus Christ. It is he who invites you to receive him in the sacrament this morning. Let it only be he to restrain you from doing so.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us rise as we're able. And let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Our procession this is 537, our procession into the world, 537. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.